Our concerts today are being professionally recorded as well as live streamed, so we ask that anyone with their cell phone not on silence, please place it at that point now, please. As we welcome to the stage the Oxford High School Symphonic Band, classification is 6A. They're directed by Mr. Aaron Bailey. Their program includes a festival prelude, fantasy on a Japanese folk song, and adventure tale of Professor Alice. Join me in welcoming to the stage the Oxford High School Symphonic Band and their conductor, Mr. Aaron Bailey.
Good afternoon, Oxford Wind Ensemble. This is Joel Denton from Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're here together at your school. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so thrilled we're getting to do this in a normal way, and I'm so honored that I get to make commentary for you. Let's have a great performance. Let me share this time with you. Here we go. Really nice style. Great. Gotta be careful on that high A trumpet. Great listening, guys. Thank you for not clipping things. Good for you. Now sing here. Yeah, minor pitch. D, D, D. Let that be longer. Put the 16th note as close to the downbeat as you can get it. Yeah, a little bit more French horn in that little fanfare right there. I love the way you set on that chord right there. Great. Yeah, crescendo the run. It'll help it. Our fingers speed up when our air speeds up. Would have liked to heard a little bit more of the run in 33, 34, 35. Good. Da-dee, more long. Make that more tenuto. The pickup in the 40. Blend alto, blend alto. Needs to be a clarophone, not a saxonet. But it's a beautiful clarinet sound and saxophone sound. What you release. Again, tastefully done, just a little abrupt. Go, trumpets. Nice job, euphonium baritones. Good job here with the horns. Yeah, don't let that be clipped. Don't clip the quarter notes in 53, 54 woodwinds. Stretch, stretch. Longer, longer on the quarter note. Remember the accent, it's just a baby day crescendo in math class. It's a greater than sign, so shape there that way. Take your time, more time. Yeah, that'll make the march here at the Alla Marzia, make it feel more majestic. You go, French horns. F, fantastic French horns. Molto espressivo trumpets. Yeah, make the eighth note just a little longer in the rips. Da, 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 da. Bow broadly longer. Now it's a pitch right there on that chord, bar 103. Yeah, longer, longer. Let those touch just a little bit more. It's a little bit too much space. Yeah. Just really, really well rehearsed. Wow, what great training. What great training. Those French horns. Yeah. Wow, what a fantastic French horn sound. Great sounds all over the band. Beautiful alto sound. Maybe a little too much in the blend at a couple of points with the clarinets. Again, we're trying to get a color there that's a clarophone, not a saxonet. So the sax plays inside the clarinet sound, not the other way. But, whoa, fantastic work. And you know, I'm just... I thought we clipped a few things. We kind of elongated a few notes to give it more resonance. But wonderful, wonderful work. And it's great to see you guys smiling and laughing. I can tell you, really like Mr. Bailey. And he's doing great work with you. Okay, here we go with Sam Heisa's Fantasy on a Japanese Folk Song. Very, very lyrical. So this is a song. Beautiful sound, flutist. Very beautiful sound. Yeah, it's a beautiful range of the flute that we don't explore enough. Oh yeah, using the synth to play the harp part. Very sensitive, good. Great listening. Very sensitive playing from all the percussion, bravo. The terracing. There'll be cover right here with the ensemble dynamic at 36. Make sure you're prioritizing those parts so we keep the melody forward. And a great way to listen, students, is if it's longer, if it's a half note or longer, it's listening for the little notes. That's quarter notes, eighth notes, 16th notes. Those notes get precedent when they're played. Stretch it, stretch it, stretch it. No break. Yeah, no break, no break. Yeah, no bar line breaths. Our job is to blow the bar lines down. They're for the math of the music. They're for rehearsal, not for performance. Beautiful French horn sound. Da. Yeah, I would have liked for that to have had more shape at 57 to 61. Same thing here, playing the line more. Because you've got several lines here. We have to prioritize them, but we have to get the moving things to shape what everything else is supposed to do. Yeah, as you're playing through that, sustain. Listen. It's just beautiful. Great job, French horn again. Thank you for blending the horn and sax so well. Beautiful. Yeah, that's the conversation between the horn and the trumpet and the flutes. Again, we got to really prioritize because we need to get the flute sound on top of the trumpet sound just a little bit so we get that shimmer. Yeah, don't let that get too big. Take it away. Good, great control. Don't let the pitch change. Don't let the pitch change there on the decrescendo. Softer here, I think. Great work from the second horn there. Nice job, alto sax, without sticking out. Good for you. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a little counterline. That adds a great color, and you handled it super well. I'm really impressed with the sensitivity of the percussion section. Yeah, try to let that go to nothing if you can. Yeah. Just absolutely beautiful. Mr. Bailey, I would have taken a couple of more seconds there and just let it float through the hall and then release. Yeah, but fantastic work. Fantastic work. Yeah, you guys are the last band of the day, and you're a treat to get to listen to. You know, our goal is always to create memorable performances because we do all art, A-U-R-A-L, art. And it's not like a museum where you can go see it over and over and over again. So we have to create memorable things. And for us to be able to do that, we can only give what we have. So it has to become memorable for us. We have to experience the performance first. And I think you have. I think you've done a great job in preparation, so you have experienced the beauty of the music, so you're able to share the music, the beauty of the music to others. Yo-Yo Ma, who I think may be our greatest living musician, says if I play a concert and you don't remember it tomorrow night and or the next night, or if he plays it tonight and you don't remember it tomorrow night or the next day or weeks from now or even months from now, then there was really no reason for you to come to his concert. And he says there was really no reason for me to play it because it wasn't memorable. And I think of, I love to go to New York City and go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And for about three blocks before you get to it on Fifth Avenue, there's all these artisans. They can paint everything, draw everything. But you know what? I'll tell you the story when we finish about that. Let's go to this adventure tale of Professor Alex. Yeah, a little more on the clarity, on the the 30-second notes. Just really good. I love your balance and your clarity right here. That was better. Be careful here with the ensemble dynamic at 11. Gosh, French horns, you are just doing a stellar job. And I'm a trumpet player, and I'm going to tell you the French horns are just killing it today. Euphoniums, too. Great blend between the euphoniums and the French horns. Yeah. We're going to listen to the flute right there. Two stellar players playing off each other. Maybe this section. That may not be a solo horn thing, but it's just beautiful. With the flute. Now, don't cover the flute up. They still have the melody. Everything else is just color, rhythmic motor. Now, then we kind of get a little chorale here type thing. Ding dong bong. So as the little notes start, don't cover up them. That's awesome. Snare drummer, don't get too loud. Yeah, a great reshape there with the snare drummer. Great reshape for everybody. Wonderful. Driving there, percussion one, but let that lilt a little bit more. It got a little mushy there, trombones. Don't rush the quarter note triplets, French horns. What a great organ sound that was. Yeah, it sounded like an organ, and you're not even using the synth. The wonderful sound on that chord there at 93. Beautiful shape to the two tied whole notes. Great, great. Yes. Yeah, wonderful approach to articulation on the accents. Wonderful French horns. I love your approach to the weight and the lilt of the marcato accent and the other accent. It's a cool piece, and y'all are playing it so well. Great listening. Yeah, and the French horns just moved right back behind the woodwinds. Fantastic clarity. The long notes got behind them. That's beautiful. Ba ba ba. Excellent. Those quarter note triplets were better. That's better than they were a few minutes ago. We were crunching them a little bit. Yeah, the euphonium and the horns are listening on their long notes for the moving notes of the woodwinds. Fantastic work. Let it move a little more. You're finding it. That's great. You're finding the unnotated musical opportunities. Great sound from the trumpets, trombones. Don't, a little bit longer there. Wow, guys. Wow. Fantastic work. If I was still teaching, I'm retired. If I was still teaching, I'd be trying to find some buses to take you guys back to Ooltewah, Tennessee. You were amazing. Just wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful training, wonderful attention to detail. I was telling you the story. There's about three blocks going up Fifth Avenue before you get to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And in those three blocks, there's artisans all the way up the street. And they can paint, draw, anything. They can do it in chalk. They can do it in pastels. They can do it in oil. They can do it however you want to. And, you know, they're amazingly talented. But none of them have art in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, because their art is not memorable. It's not memorable. It's great for a souvenir, but it's not something you're going to hang on your wall and keep for decades to be treasured. And that's what we have to do in our performances. We have to create musical performances that are memorable. Memorable first to us, the performers, so that we can give it to those in the audience who are listening to us, and we can make it memorable for them. That was a fantastic performance. I've been coming to Mississippi for a long time to do this event, and that is one of the best performances that I've heard. Makes me so thrilled for you guys to get to experience music, art that way. Bravo. I hope my comments help you to continue to grow. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you.